Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's bring back to the program Michael Lombardi. Michael, good morning.
Hello, Bob. Hi, Vinny. Happy New Year. How are you
doing?
What's
up, Mike? Hey, good. Michael. Good to talk to you as always. Let's start in Philly. Doug Peterson out. A couple of meetings with Jeffrey Lurie. Obviously did not go in his direction. What's your intel telling us? What ultimately led to a break of a marriage that 3 years ago seemed to be the greatest in the history of football?
Well, I think this. I think when they hired Doug, it was of the understanding that Doug would comply to what they wanted, the vision that they had from Howie Roseman, the general manager, Jeff Lurie, the owner. I mean, Howie's been there, as Vinny can tell you, it's hard to hire two head coaches in the alone, let alone work on your third. So I think what happened here is that, you know, Doug won a Super Bowl with them, and I think he just got tired of listening to them tell him who he thought was should be on his staff. I think he felt like he earned the right to pick his coaching staff. He earned the right to decide on how he felt was the best way to fix the problems of the organization moving forward, which includes Carson Wentz. And when Jeffrey and Howie didn't agree with that, they had to change the narrative. That's why we saw the story come out Sunday morning with Chris Mortensen. They had to change the narrative to then allow, you know, so it didn't look like they were lying at the end of the year that he was coming back, to then tell us he wasn't coming back. So this was in the makings. The answer in the meetings was never going to be what they wanted to hear. I think Peterson was very upset about the firing of Mike Groh. Remember last year he came to a press conference and announced that his coaches were coming back, and then a day later he fired Mike Groh. So I think there's been a little bit of a disconnect between the general manager and the head coach in that organization for a little while.
Hey, Mike, who's the first team you think ends up hiring a coach?
That's a great question, Vinny. That's a great question. I've never seen a year where there's not a bona fide number one candidate that everybody wants to quickly hire. And I've never seen a year where it looks like there's just interview upon interview and no one seems to have a clear-cut choice of what they're going to do. Robert Saleh is headed back to Philly to interview. He's going to the Jets to interview. Maybe he gets a job with the Jets on his second interview. But for me, I don't have a handle on it. I think that it's spread out all over. I think somebody's waiting for someone else to hire someone first before they make a move.
Mike, the big question is, the odds on Eric Bieniemy not getting a job, I think, are greater than him getting a job. I just think that perception is that he's the running back coach, and he doesn't call plays and everything. You know, that's kind of my feeling.
That might be the reality. The perception is he's involved with the offense and calling plays, right?
Yeah. Right.
You know, I think you're right, Vinny. I think the odds are stronger that he's not going to. You remember Sherman Lewis, right? You remember Sherman. Sherman was the running back coach for the 49ers. He had a hard time convincing people he was involved in the Bill Walsh offense and never was able to do it.
Yeah. Now, Mike, talk to me about, because it's all former Patriots down in Houston. What's, you know, because they've gotten such a bad rap, their quarterback's pissed off. What's happening in Houston?
Well, first of all, I find it hard to believe that Corn Ferry would say that, you know, the Texans didn't listen to him. How is Nick Cesario not on their list? I mean,
Right. Seriously.
I mean, Nick's won six Super Bowls in New England. He's been around the greatest coach in the history of any sport, and yet he's not on your list? I mean, really? Well, what is your list then? You know, and you could say you recommended Lewis Riddick. You can say you recommended, you know, Omar Khan. Maybe both of those are outstanding choices. But to criticize who they hired because they didn't listen to you seems rather bitter and unsure. I think Nick's walked into a really difficult place, Vinny. I think he's got to look at, you know, he's got a quarterback. He's got to get him aligned into what he needs to focus on and not worry about what the front office is doing. I think he needs to refix his locker room, because when Jack Easterby was with us in New England, he was the team-building coach. He never was involved in contracts. He never was involved in the front office. He wasn't involved in player personnel. And he goes to Houston, and players see him as involved with the Hopkins trade. They see him involved with signings. They see him involved with money. You can't hear confessions if you're also talking about how much money a player makes. So Nick's going to have to clear that up and handle it.
Michael Lombardi joining us, former NFL executive, radio.com, NFL Insider, brought to us by Mercedes-Benz. You can check out the podcast, GM Shuffle, which we're going to talk about here in a couple of minutes. All right, let's get to the divisional round. Michael, if you don't mind, Ravens going to Buffalo, two first-round picks in 2018 at quarterback. We know who they are, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. How intriguing is this matchup for you, and what do you see the key ultimately being to victory for each side?
Well, I think, you know, both of these quarterbacks turn bad plays and make them good plays. And if you're the Ravens and you're Don Martindale, you must be able to keep him in the pocket. You must be able to force him to be a pocket passer and rely on your ability to make him play faster to become inaccurate. Because Josh Allen, and I don't know how Vinny feels about this, but over my career in the NFL, improving a quarterback's accuracy was something that you never thought could happen. And it's happened.
Amen.
It happens with Deshaun Watson.
For both guys.
Coming out. It happened with Deshaun. I love them coming out. It happened with Josh Allen. And Lamar, to me, I saw Lamar improve his accuracy because my son worked there. So when he was a freshman, he was not accurate. He got better and better every year I watched him when he was there. So he did improve, but I never thought he was going to improve to the level that he's kind of done. So this is a game about you've got to be able to contain these quarterbacks from beating you with their feet and making them make plays. And I think the Baltimore Ravens are playing their best football of the year. Their defense is healthy now. They have three corners. They can take away Stephon Diggs. They can play zero coverage and hold up on the back end. I think this is a huge challenge for Buffalo. What we do know about Buffalo is they have no pass rush. They have struggled to stop a run game, and they have struggled to ever capture the game on defense. They can't control the game with their defense. They never had control of the Colts game. I mean, the Colts lost situational football. They couldn't score in the red zone. They couldn't convert those third and twos into first downs. And they weren't able to make the one play they needed to make to kind of get the ball in the end zone. And they turned it over down there in the red zone.
Hey, Mike, you were with Brady for a while. When you were with him in New England, and the Brady that you see now, do you see a big difference?
No, I think it's the same Brady. I think, you know, to me, it's all about the offensive line. I thought the offensive line did an incredible job against Washington. Their strength was their defensive line. If I'd have told you, Vinny, that Tampa was going to score 30 points, you thought it would have been a rout. You thought their offense would have made mistakes, Washington's. And, you know, but I would have felt like that game needed to be somewhere in the 20, you know, 18-20. You know, and playing great defense by Washington and hoping they could score enough points, and it went the other way. I was surprised how bad Washington's front played and how good Tampa's offensive line played.
Hey, Mike, you know what's interesting this year? Because we only had two teams with byes, and I remember when I was with the Niners, having a bye, we loved having a bye, you know, because you stayed healthy. You know, that was the big thing is, and now we've got two teams. Do you think it'll play out where the teams with the bye have an advantage?
You know, it does get them healthy, but I think the momentum that Baltimore was able to gain going into Tennessee as they ended their season on such a high note, it does help. I think you like playing. I think, you know, there's enough time to get rest. I mean, look, you know, the Browns had a bye last week. They didn't even practice, right? I mean,
right.
And went into Pittsburgh and just whooped them. I mean, it wasn't even as close as the final score ended up being. So I think at this, the way teams have been able to adjust to COVID, not really practice with great intensity, I think it's really done well for them.
Michael Lombardi, former NFL executive, NFL.com, NFL Insider from radio.com. Also, the GM Shuffle podcast. And Michael, that's a very entertaining program. Tell everyone about it if they haven't heard it yet. And I don't know.
Well, you know, what Adnan and I try to do is just bring, you know, the unfiltered version of what's actually going on in the NFL. This week we talked about really how a rumor on Sunday allows people to know what's going on. When Chris Martinson reported on Sunday that the Eagles were reconsidering that Peterson's job wasn't safe, we walked them through how that rumor starts, how it becomes reality, and how we knew at 9 o'clock Monday morning that Peterson wasn't going to be the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. And 4 hours later, that proved to be correct. So it's trying to get you behind the scenes on what's really happening in the league, as Vinny knows. You know, so much is so much as not accurate, which is being reported. And the people that have been in the league understand really the dynamics. For example, you know, some of these agents for coaches are also the agents for the GMs. And how does that play off? Howie Roseman has Bob Lamont. Doug Peterson had Bob Lamont. How does that work? How does that infrastructure work within an organization? And we hope to take people behind the scenes.
Michael Lombardi, always great talking to you. Enjoy the divisional round, and we'll catch up with you soon, I hope.
Thanks so much.
Mike.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.